This is episode number 121, How to Change Yourself.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. You know, on this podcast, we talk a lot about personal growth, personal development, and change. These things can really manifest themselves in all areas of your life. And I know I've benefited from personal change in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas. And if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you want some kind of a change too. Now, there are a lot of different kinds of changes we could make. Some of them are cosmetic, like the outside of our bodies, how we look, and what our appearance is like. So, for example, we can color our hair some other color, and we've made some kind of change, right? We can change what we wear. We can change where we live. We can also lose weight or gain weight. Now, those are more lasting changes. They're also still on the outside, right? But we can do other things like behavioral change. Behavioral change can also be fairly simple. We can adopt easy habits. We can do habit stacking. We can find ways to integrate small things into our life till it becomes a bigger thing over time. We can track all of these changes, and we can make something really big happen by just implementing small changes over time. And then the deeper kind of change really is mindset change. Mindset is just everything going on behind the scenes. Mindset could be our attitudes, our assumptions, our beliefs, our thinking about what we are capable of, what is possible for us, whether we're meant to do something or what is right for us to do. And all of that thinking really is the biggest change of all. The way we think leads to exactly who we become and what we experience in life. Whatever we think about ourselves is going to come to life. For example, if we always think we're going to make ourselves look silly or embarrass ourselves, then either we're going to hesitate, we're going to act awkward, or we're just not going to participate, right? And of course, those different things can embarrass us or make us look silly. If we think we're going to win and really have a successful experience, we're going to be seeking out more opportunities. We're going to be doing hard things, and we're going to be noticing all the times when things go our way. So we start winning more, or at least we notice when we're winning more. So if you want to make some kind of a change, the idea is that it starts in what you think about yourself, and then it moves to the behavioral level, because whatever you think leads to how you feel about things, and that's going to roll into what you do in your actions, and eventually how things are, which is your outcomes, your results, your end game. So if you're thinking about making some kind of personal change, I'd like to suggest starting with the heart and mind. What you believe and think about yourself. What is that? What do you think is really possible for you? I have coached a lot of people who think someone outside themselves has all the answers. And I used to think that about myself too. Whatever kind of change it is, it starts at the thinking, what we're capable of, what we want to do, what we believe we can do. And then we have to take some kind of action to get ourselves out of that space of just thinking about it and into the space of starting to go down the path. And as we're on that path, we need to start asking for confirmation from God, or if you're not a believer, in the universe. There will be all kinds of signs coming to you to confirm whether or not something is right for you, but you don't have to wait for someone outside of you to give you the answer or tell you what's right for you. Something tells you along the way of your life what is a good path for you, what you are meant to do. And there are some little signs that you've gotten along the way. If you're looking for a behavior change to become more of your best self, some of those things are moments where you have felt joy, moments where you have felt time just rushes by and you don't have to think too hard to get the job done, moments where like you feel you're on top of the world, moments where you feel very successful. Now, you may be thinking, I don't have a lot of those moments. Well, start reflecting on the past and chances are you'll find some. So when you're starting to think about changing yourself, think about those things along the path of your life to this point that sort of tell you who you are, what's good about you, what your strengths are, and ask yourself if the change you want to make is consistent with the direction you're headed that you want to go. If it is, there are some interesting ideas about making the change for yourself. The first one is you can try it on. You can do a small change. I always like to call this the first step in that direction. So if you were to think about the smallest thing you could possibly do to make a change, what would that be? My favorite kind of change to make is to lose weight. Like, I want to maintain my weight. I want to be a healthy body weight. And every once in a while, I'll eat some things that are not so good for me. My weight will go up just a little bit, and I will do something to bring it back into control and focus on getting my ideal body weight back. Now, when I'm doing that, I'm thinking, what is the smallest thing I can do to fix the problem? The smallest thing I could do in that case would be something like, I'm going to start an exercise habit, and I'll just do some light walking. Another small thing I could do is to just eat less the day after my weight was a little higher. And I could go on a long-term diet, but that would be a big commitment, a big change. But I could make little changes, like not eating after a certain hour at night so that I don't eat too late at night. I could also not eat certain foods that I know are triggers for me or are dessert foods for me or things like that. So when you're thinking about changing yourself, think about the smallest thing you could possibly do. I also want to suggest acknowledging the progress you make whenever you're trying to make any kind of personal change, whether it's your mindset, your behavior, or your appearance or external circumstances. So when you're starting to change yourself, notice what direction you're headed. Are you headed in the direction of change that you're seeking? Anything you do to discipline yourself, move yourself along the path, no matter how small the step, or do anything to reorient yourself forward in that direction of progress means you're already making the change. That's right. You're already becoming the best version of yourself whenever you do anything that disciplines yourself and moves you towards that. So it doesn't have to be a huge, monumental change. You don't have to reach the end goal. You don't have to hit the target and be done. No, actually, what you need to do is take one small step forward and then acknowledge this and reflect on this and celebrate this, because the step forward is exactly what people do who are making personal changes. It's never about the end. It's never about hitting the destination or being done with change. In fact, it's being willing to live in a cycle of continuously learning and growing and moving forward. So becoming the best version of ourselves or changing ourselves is simply living in such a way that we're trying and we keep trying and we keep moving and we keep taking that little action or making that little change or trying to do a new habit or reflecting on where we were yesterday. All of those things move us forward and give us more self-discipline and give us more self-restraint. And as a result, they give us more self-confidence too. So when you're trying to change yourself, don't think about the giant big picture, that thing you might take a year or two or five to accomplish. Think about the small scale. Think about the little habits and think about the small steps you're going to take on this journey and just take one and celebrate it and enjoy the win that you're having on the path towards being the best version of you. Now, being the best version of you is not about being perfect, amazing, or consistently awesome. It actually just means we're pointing ourselves in that direction. Anything we do to move towards that direction at all, even if it's just readjusting our attitude, or maybe it's giving ourselves some downtime so we can try again, any of those things serve our best interest in becoming that better version of ourselves. So throw away the rules about making massive changes quickly and just start down the path and keep moving and be a little bit better every day. That's the win on how to change yourself. I hope that you'll get started on that journey and you'll find that you're not alone, because a whole bunch of us are right there with you moving along that path too. Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening to the Mindset for Life podcast. Have an excellent week, and we'll see you next time.